picking up that torch, so to speak. You go to organizations, to churches, and even to homes, as you mentioned. I know that you came here to the radio station as well and read the book of, or excuse me, I said read, but you recited the book of Philippians. So what is it that people experience when you go to a home, and what do they encounter?
The goal is to get out of the way as much as possible and let the text speak for itself. And what a lot of people say is, it's like the Bible was brought to life, kind of like the original author was speaking it. And it's not a reenactment. I'm not trying to become Paul or any of these other characters, but what the goal is to internalize the text so that it becomes a part of you and you speak it from your heart. And a lot of times our experience with the Bible being read is someone, you know, reading it, you know, off of a page or off of whatever. And, and it's fine, but it's not alive. It's like the difference between two-dimensional and three-dimensional, and that this experience that people get is like the Bible being brought to life and becoming 3D, as it were, in front of them. And a lot of people have said that they've never heard of anything like that before. My favorite compliment that someone ever gave me is they said, that was the best sermon I've heard in 15 years, and it was just the book of Philippians that I recited. I didn't add anything. I didn't do anything differently. I just gave it to them from the book, and it was a powerful in and of itself.